Today we're building a VHS Rave Color FX chain in Ableton Live 12, designed specifically for jungle and old school DNB. The goal is that late night warehouse, worn tape, broadcast memory feel, but without wrecking your drums or turning the mix into soup. Think of this chain as a scene change tool, not a permanent lo-fi preset. In DNB, the real power is contrast. You want the degraded, hazy, unstable moment before the drop, and then you want the clean impact when the drop lands. That contrast is what makes the effect feel huge. So first, decide where this chain lives. For advanced workflow, I strongly recommend a return track called VHS Color that lets you send in selected elements like breaktops, atmospheres, stabs, ghost notes, or transition textures while keeping your kick, snare, and sub solid and untouched. If you instead want to process a specific layer, you can use a group track. But for most DNB situations, a return is the cleaner move. Now build the chain in this order: EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble or frequency shifter, auto filter, redux, reverb or hybrid reverb, and then utility. That order matters. We shape the bandwidth first, then add harmonic dirt, then motion and wobble, then filter movement, then digital damage, then space, and finally we control stereo width and output level. Start with EQ8. This is where you make the sound feel like it's coming through an old broadcast path. High pass the return somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz if there's any low-end energy in the send. You do not want sub-frequencies living in this effect chain. Low pass the top end around 8 to 12 kHz to get the tape-limited sheen. If the sound gets boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If you want a little more TV speaker presence, you can add a small lift in the 1.5 to 3 kHz range. That band-limited setup is especially important in jungle and DNB because the groove depends on clean low-end separation and punchy drum transients. The VHS color should decorate the track, not blur the engine. Next comes saturator. This is where the source starts to feel printed to unstable media rather than just filtered. Keep the drive modest for most of the time, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB, and push it harder only when you want a breakdown moment to really crackle and smear. Turn soft clip on. And if you like the curve shape, choose something that rounds the peaks in a natural way. On a return track, you'll usually want a dry slash wet blend somewhere around 30 to 60%. If you're printing the effect in a resemble chain, you can go fully wet. A great teacher move here is automation. Don't just set it and forget it. Ride the drive up into a build, then pull it back at the drop. That makes the transition feel animated, like the tape is getting more and more damaged as the tension rises. Now add motion. You've got two main choices here. Chorus ensemble gives you a smoother wobble and width instability. Frequency shifter gives you a more haunted, damaged transmission vibe. If you choose chorus ensemble, keep the amount low to moderate, the rates low, around 0.10 to 0.35 Hz, and don't overdo the stereo width. This is great for pads, atmospheres, and filtered drum textures when you want movement without drawing too much attention to itself. If you choose frequency shifter, use very small shifts, often just a fraction up to a few hertz. That tiny instability can create a really eerie, almost system failure feeling, especially before an amen or break edit comes back in. For old school jungle breakdowns, this can sound like the signal is barely holding together, which is exactly the kind of drama we want. Now the centerpiece, auto filter. This is where the chain stops beating just a texture and starts becoming an arrangement instrument. Use a low-pass filter, either 12 dB for smoother motion or 24 dB for a more dramatic cutoff. Then automate the frequency from somewhere low, like 300 Hz, up to around 14 kHz, depending on how open you want the section to feel. Keep resonance subtle, around 0.20 to 0.45, unless you want a sharper whistle at the cutoff. This is where you perform the effect. Open the filter slowly over 8 bars in an intro. Close it hard on the last beat before the drop. Do a quick telephone-style bandpass move on a fill. Or create that classic jungle call-and-response feel, where one bar is dry, the next is degraded and filtered, then the dry groove comes back in. That kind of motion is perfect for chopped breaks, because it gives you tension without changing the actual drum programming. The groove stays intact, but the emotional presentation shifts. Next is redux, and this is your digital age damage. This is where the VHS Rave hybrid really comes alive, because now you're combining worn tape color with a little aliasing and sample rate grit. Keep it subtle if it's part of an ongoing section. Push it harder only on transition hits, fills, and switch-ups. A little bit goes a long way here. Too much redux and your brake can lose its swing and feel brittle instead of vintage. If the high end gets nasty after redux, follow it with a gentle EQ cut around 5 to 8kHz. That helps keep the result sounding like degraded meteor rather than fizzy, digital artifacts. Now add space with reverb or hybrid reverb, but keep it short and filtered. We're aiming for room memory, not huge ambient wash. Think decay around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds, a small pre-delay, high cut around 4 to 8kHz, and low cut around 150 to 300hz. This gives you that ghostly playback space, like the brake is bouncing around inside a warehouse TV or a busted cassette deck. For a darker old-school intro, this works beautifully on chopped brakes and stab fragments. For rollers, it can soften a synth stab just enough to let it sit behind the drums instead of fighting them. Then finish with utility. This is the control room at the end of the chain. Use it to manage width and gain. You can automate the width anywhere from about 70 to 120%, but be careful not to let the low mids get too wide. A good move is to open the width a little in the breakdown, then narrow it right before the drop. That gives you a psychoacoustic shift. The section feels like it expands, then snaps shut into the impact. If you want this chain to feel really playable, wrap the whole thing in an audio effect rack and map your key controls to macros. A very practical macro setup is filter frequency, saturator drive, redux amount, modulation depth, reverb amount, and width. That gives you one performance-ready VHS color instrument you can automate across the arrangement. Now here's the advanced move that really makes this workflow shine. Resample it. Don't just leave the effect running live forever. Print key moments. Route the return or group to a new audio track and record a pass while you automate filter, drive, and wet/dry. Then slice that audio into fills, risers, reverse swells, intro bids, or ghost transitions. This is extremely effective in jungle, because those resampled fragments can become part of the language of the arrangement. A degraded break tail can become a one-shot. A filtered stab can become a transition hit. A VHS mirror of the last beat can become the bridge into the drop. A couple of important warnings here. First, do not process your whole low end through the chain. Keep the sub clean. Second, don't make the return too wide, or it will blur the mix. Third, don't leave redux cranked permanently on the main drum bus unless you want the groove to collapse. And fourth, remember that the effect should support phrasing. It belongs in intros, breakdowns, switch-ups, and pre-drop tension moments, not all over the track from start to finish. A strong DNB trick is to sidechain the VHS return from the kick and snare bus. That way the effect breathes around the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Another nice touch is a very subtle auto pan or frequency shifter movement on the return during transitions, just enough to suggest unstable tape motion without sounding gimmicky. If you want an even more authentic result, focus the chain on the brake's top layer only. Let the kick and sub stay mostly untouched while hats, ghost notes, and percussion fragments get the VHS treatment. That's often the sweet spot for jungle, because it keeps the rhythm readable while the atmosphere gets damaged. As a practice exercise, try making a 4-bar VHS transition. Take a chopped brake loop and an atmospheric stab. Send only the tops into your VHS color return. Automate the filter from about 600 Hz up to 10 kHz over 4 bars. Increase saturator drive in the last bar. Push redux only on the final half bar. Narrow the width at the very end, and then hard cut the return at the drop. Resample that pass and slice one useful fill from it. If you do it right, it should feel like a damaged VHS memory melting into a rave impact, while the main drums still hit with full force. So the big takeaway is this. Build your VHS rave color as a parallel, automatable effects chain. Shape it with EQ. Add saturation, motion, filtering, digital grime, and short space. Then control the width and print the best moments. Use it like performance art inside the arrangement. Open it, crush it, wobble it, then make it disappear right before the drop. That's how you get that authentic jungle and old-school DNB tension. Degraded atmosphere in, clean impact out.